Hey, what's up, YouTube? It's Richie from Boston. Today is the first. It's the month of February 2025. And I've been traveling the last 3 days. I was making a beeline up to a subscriber's house, and the subscriber's name is Delilah. Yes, that Delilah. Chances are you've heard her at some point in your life. Some of you might have even been created to her radio show at some point. Everyone knows who she is, and herself, her husband, her family, they're awake. Imagine that. They're awake. Isn't that crazy? At any rate, I'm in her guest house right now, and I've been sitting back for the last couple of days watching everything that's going on and reaching out to certain people. And fortunately, I got a hold of a buddy of mine who's in the Marines, because when all hell starts breaking loose, call the Marines. And I did. Before we get started, let me show you this, okay? Let me show you this. And now remember, I don't condone any of this. This is not from God. This is from tarot card reading, but it has to be shown because this is insane.
Hey everyone, I've been away for quite a while, but I do have a couple of predictions for 2025. The first ones that I'm going to start with are to do with aviation. So I have two predictions regarding planes. The first one I get is a commercial plane. There's a lot of people on board and there's a lot of people affected by it. It's basically some sort of surprise attack on a commercial airplane. It's like, I keep getting the feeling that it's an inside job, as in that it's someone who is on board and inside the plane, or someone who works for the airline is somehow involved in this, or possibly an airport worker. The second thing that I keep getting from it is that it's a man-made disaster. So it's done intentionally. It's the plane's actually targeted. It's not some sort of malfunction that happens. The second one, I keep seeing some sort of small plane, like military or private jet, and it's got a very important couple on board. I feel like one of them is connected somehow to technology. Like there's some sort of business tycoon, if you like, and they're like a champagne lifestyle. They're like the finer things in life.
So that girl, if she's real, okay, I'm saying that because you have to say that these days, if she's real and not AI, is either part of the PSYOP or she's what she says she is. She's a tarot card reader, and for some reason, Satan is using her, because that is not of God. God doesn't operate through tarot cards. God warns you not to mess with tarot cards, specifically in the Bible. By looking at her, by listening to her voice and looking at her eyes, she seems to be possessed in some sort of way. But here's something else really crazy that she said.
Here are my predictions for the 2024 presidential election. So, around the time of the election, there's going to be a high-profile death. It's a young male.
Okay, that's crazy. She said there's going to be a high-profile death right before the election, and Jimmy Carter dies right before the inauguration, which is crazy. She said it was going to be high-profile, but she said it was going to be young. So she missed the mark on that one. But we don't only have one airplane just falling out of the sky, no big deal. This entire thing was completely and utterly targeted. This was a targeted hit. That Black Hawk, first of all, if you recall, they said they didn't get any response from the Black Hawk helicopter. And then later on that day, actually we did. No, they didn't. That Black Hawk was run by AI. Straight up. DARPA already put out the information saying that they were going to be doing tests. But listen, they've had the ability to fly airplanes remotely since Operation Northwoods. That's when JFK was alive. Remember the guy JFK, RFK, and MLK that Trump's going to release all the paperwork? Well, either it'll never come out, or when it does, it'll be incredibly heavily redacted. But here's the deal. When I saw this, I sat back and waited. I didn't rush to make videos because I wanted to see how this unfolded. And fortunately, I did. When I found out about this, what I did was called the Marines. And one of my subscribers is a U.S. Marine aviator. He flew planes. And he called me and he told me all this stuff. And I said, dude, text it to me. Sadly, I can't use his name, but if you hear it, you'll understand. This ain't me talking. So stand by. Stand by. So by now, everybody's seen the video footage of the Black Hawk literally making a beeline at this airliner and knocking it out of the sky, killing everybody involved. But the funny thing is this is a strange thing, because since 2025 rolled around, it seems like the military is absolutely everywhere. We've got military almost hitting an airplane. Then we have a military hitting an airplane. And then we got attacked in Louisiana by somebody from Fort Bragg. And we also got attacked in Las Vegas by somebody from Fort Bragg. And I just find that incredibly odd, because it appears that Trump is indeed using the military, or whomever is using the military, because this is just beyond crazy. You know what I'm saying? You've got the dude that took out everybody in Louisiana, and then you got the dude that blew up his Tesla in front of the Trump Tower. And of course, he was incinerated. They couldn't even recognize his remains. But fortunately, just like in 9/11, his identification didn't burn in the car. That burned his entire human body to the point that it couldn't be recognized. So this correlation can't be overlooked. It's obvious. So let me read this text to you from a retired Marine aviator, okay? All right, I had to start over again because I fouled this all up. He said the Black Hawk was approved and regulated for a ceiling of airspace of at least 100 feet, not where they were supposed to be. Okay? And then he said ATC, the control tower, challenged him twice about the airplane. The Black Hawk said they saw the plane and were aware of it. They request visual flight separation or being authorized to visually control the aircraft and separate themselves. The aircraft controls allowed them to do the visual flight separation control as they requested. They had no ADS-B, TCAS, or ACASX collision avoidance equipment active, making them stealthy and not responsive to collision avoidance systems. The call sign that they were using to identify themselves made it seem like they had a VIP on board. A VIP on board the helicopter. That's not me. A VIP on the helicopter. And apparently they did not have a VIP on the helicopter, which I don't understand what that means. It just sounds like shady information. They were using night vision goggles, which makes everything way harder to deal with. Period. You know what I mean? It makes it much harder to deal with. I'm having problems here turning the page. Sorry. Because what it does, night vision's awesome. Everything's green. But you have no depths. Like, you could be walking with night vision on. You can see a guy behind a tree up here or animals walking by. But you can walk into a black spot that looks like a puddle and it'll be a hole. You know what I mean? So night vision's awesome, but it definitely has its problems. Flying with night vision on is a whole different cup of tea right there, big time. So allegedly they were doing training for the pilots in one of the busiest airports in the country with flight rules at night. It's not hard to see where the responsibility lies. It's unlikely that the Black Hawk pilots did this intentionally. So for whatever reason, they were not situationally aware. These guys made a serious mistake. Well, that's where him and I disagree completely, because you can watch that plane making a beeline, a straight up beeline right at this airliner. You can track it, and into thin air caught this, which is crazy. Exactly when the transponder for the Black Hawk goes on is directly over a house that in this neighborhood, it's the only house on Google Earth that's blurred out because it's a CIA house. The minute the plane went over the house, the transponder came on, and then it did. Well, let him say it. Check this out.
All right, everyone, welcome back. I'm sure you have heard about the Black Hawk and the American Airlines jet that crashed. I found some very weird information tying back to the Black Hawk, which is what you're seeing right here. Here's the squawk number 0125. This was labeled as PAT-25, which usually means someone important was on the helicopter. The media is saying different. Take that with a grain of salt. Anyway, this is exactly the point where the transponder of the Black Hawk turned on. So we are able to follow it from the second it turns on here. Here's part of its path. It kind of comes down this river, zigzags, and then eventually, as I'm sure many of you saw, it collides with that airplane right about here. But what's important here, and I want you to focus on this, is exactly where this transponder turned on, because this area is very significant, and I'm going to show you why right now. So the first thing I did, obviously, was go to Google Earth, and I found this exact area. And here it is right here. Here's Lawton Street. You can go back. This is also Lawton Street. And this is part of Lawton Street as well. Now look exactly where this thing turns on. Right here in between this home and this home. Now I'm going to go right to this spot closest to the street right here. Here we go. Switch over to Google Earth. We'll zoom down. And this house is right here. The transponder turned on right here above these trees. And here is the kicker, my friends. When you go on Google Earth, usually you see most of the houses on Street View. The only house blurred out is this one. Right here, take a look at this. We're going to turn around this way. Gone. You cannot see this house from any angle on Google Earth. Now, this is something you can call Google Earth and request if you have issues, privacy concerns. You can have this done. But I mean, come on. What are the chances of this? This is exactly where that helicopter transponder turned on and the only spot we can start following the chopper. So let's exit out of here. Once again, here is that house with the white driveway. This is the house that's blurred out. The transponder turned on right here over these trees. Now, I'm still trying to figure out what to make of this, but I went to Grok, and it's pretty interesting what Grok responded. All right, here we go. If the flight data indicates that the Black Hawk's helicopter transponder went on directly over 6907 Lawton Street, McLean, Virginia, and this is the only house blurred out in that area, several points can be considered. Obviously, coincidence or connection. The coincidence of the transponder activating directly over a blurred house.
I wish Into Thin Air wasn't using AI. Don't use AI applications. Don't anybody. I don't care what it's going to tell you. I don't care. If you're a Christian and you believe in God, do not feed the beast directly. It's bad enough we have to do this. I hate having to use a laptop. I'm probably the hardest person to ever get a hold of. I don't answer my phone. I don't carry my phone with me everywhere. I use a GoPro when I want to film things. You know what I mean? Do not use Grok. But Grok basically came up to the same conclusion, is it's probably a false flag. You know what I mean? And it is. When he showed the map and you can see the large amount of trees behind the house, I bet you there's a tower in there or something that actually was helping them control the Black Hawk. That Black Hawk was completely controlled by AI. This was completely an inside job. And for those who didn't know, remember when Elon was saying this? He hates the F-35. They should all be replaced with drones, autonomous drones. He cannot stand these things. Well, as it stands right now, the F-35 is one of our sickest, most unbelievable jets ever. And I find it really odd that Elon points this thing out right here. And then just a couple of days before the Black Hawk took out that passenger plane, because that's what happened, this happened, oddly enough. An F-35 is taking off, and then it just falls out of the sky, boom, and explodes. Just falls out of the sky. And that was just 3 days ago. This was like the day before or the day of the Black Hawk taking out the airline plane. Isn't that a strange coincidence that the plane that he hates just literally looks like somebody took a model airplane, because, and that could be the case, threw it up in the sky, and then it just fell out of the sky. You know what I mean? Look at that. Just falls out, landing gear still down, everything. It just completely 100% failed. because Elon hates these things. He hates them. I'm not reaching. There's a correlation here. Elon runs the largest AI, and Elon for years went on every platform that would take him and explained how he hated AI. AI was demonic. AI was summoning a demon. AI would get out of control. And look, that's where we're at. We're at war right now. This is what war looks like when they don't want you to notice that you're at war. But we literally have airplanes raining out of the sky, and it ain't over yet. Because, well, listen, watch this. Because we just had a Learjet come flying out of the sky, and it doesn't even look like an airplane crashing. It looks like a missile making impact with Philadelphia. Straight up. It looks like a complete and total missile. And this thing was captured from a bunch of angles. This is slowed down, mind you. This is slowed down. Look at the size of the flash. A bunch of cars caught on fire. A bunch of houses caught on fire. But look at this thing. And the funniest thing is the news comes out right away and tells us everything we need to know. Six people died, and the plane took off at exactly 6:06. Well, why would we need to know? You know, they never tell you anything you need to know, but when they tell you stuff that you shouldn't need to know, they're telling you something. 6:06, this plane takes off, and then not too long afterwards, it's on its way to Mexico, apparently. Boom! Look at that. Look at the size of that cloud. You know what I mean? Look at the size of that flash. This is insane. That doesn't look like an airplane whatsoever at all. It looks like a missile or something to that effect. But the point remains, we've got Learjets, F-35s, Black Hawk helicopters. I've fast roped out of a Black Hawk helicopter, okay? So I've been on them. I know people that fly them. I know people that fly jets. I don't know anybody that flies an F-35. Excuse me, not that I know of, but you never know who you know when you're me. It's weird. I mean, I'm at Delilah's house right now. What, in a million years? Delilah! At any rate, we're at war. They're taking everything out specifically. And this last one, where the Shriners were taking a girl to Mexico. There was a little girl in Mexico that needed help. So they took her and they got her. And then they flew her straight into the ground. And I find it strange that it's a little girl from Mexico, because you can't release the name. And if it was a little American girl, somebody would find out. But down in Mexico, it's very, very dangerous down there. So dangerous, in fact, that remember when I told you that with Trump's new declaration calling the cartels terrorist organizations, that everybody that lived in Texas, New Mexico, Arizona, and California were going to start feeling what it feels like to be at war. And then lo and behold, 2 days later, this shows up in the news. I'm sorry, 4 days later. Do not travel, U.S. government issues highest warning for cities in Mexico just across Texas border. Do not travel. Well, here's the thing. They want a war. They want a war on the border because the border wall, people, America, New World Order, Donald Trump, they want a war down there, and they're going to create one. I have a really tough time believing that the cartels thought, these guys are messing with our business, instead of just sneaking around them like we've been doing the entire time, apparently. Unaware, flooding the country with fentanyl, heroin, cocaine, marijuana, whatever else. Yeah, we're going to shoot at the Marines because surely that would be an act of aggression. That wouldn't allow them to completely go straight up and take out Mexico. Instead, what it's going to do is ruin the... That's a big piece of the United States. Cali, New Mexico, Arizona, down into Texas, that whole border. Now they're talking about they're finding people are being kidnapped, people being shot at, people are being, they're finding IEDs on the road. Really? Really, guys? This is an enormous false flag. This year, Deagle Report, I've told you about it 1,000 times. The Deagle Report was not wrong. This is literally happening right now. And this is no joke. If you were smart, you'd get your money out of the bank right now and use Goldco, because they'll fight with the banks. Sean Hannity endorses it. I don't know who he is, but whatever. I know he's a big-time dude or whatever. But here's the deal. I've met the people that have dealt with Goldco. They got their 401ks and IRAs out of the bank when the bank wouldn't give it over. They want to fight you to get your own money out. These guys will not only get the money out of the bank for you, they'll turn it into actual gold and silver you can hold in your hand, at your house, buried in your yard, wherever, whatever, whatever. You know what I'm saying? Do it now, because the banks will be next. There will be another event. We are literally at war right now, and people don't see the forest for the trees. You think planes just, every, Learjets don't crash. F-35s don't crash. Blackhawks don't almost hit a passenger plane one day and then go back the next night and do it all over again, except mission accomplished this time around. Do you see what I'm saying? They're doing this. This is the New World Order. And if you're a Christian and you believe in God and you fear God and you're worried about your eternal soul, you're not going to be part of the New World Order. Chances are, you're probably already on the list. This is utterly insane. This is AI flexing big time. Big time. Because AI has had the ability to take over everything the United States government owns, which we would call our military equipment. They've had that ability for over 10 years now. And now it's starting to show. Every time you turn around, there's another event tied to the military one way or the other.
The U.S. Embassy recently issued its highest level security alert for several cities in Mexico just across the Texas border. The warning covers cities across the Mexican state of Tamaulipas, which includes the Rio Bravo and Reynosa. Now, U.S. officials are reporting an increase of shootouts at night. Right now, they're saying criminal organizations are placing explosives along roads in the state. The consulate is telling us U.S. government employees are being told to avoid all travel in these areas after dark.
All right, let's get back to weather.
So imagine how awesome this is for all the American citizens that live on that entire Mexico border line. IEDs, they're stirring the pot. They're getting people ready. They're prepping you. This is predictive programming so that you won't be shocked when some farmer or some guy that owns an oil company or any of these people that are living their lives down there, because a lot of people live there their entire lives, generations. I've met a bunch of them, and yes, of course I'm going there next. Of course I am. These people have to live in fear, and the American government doesn't care if they have to kill some Texans or some people from New Mexico, California, Arizona. They don't care. They'll do it because New World Order. I mean, think about it. These guys are already rebuilding L.A. They're already rebuilding L.A. because they have to have the Olympics there in 2028. Imagine how, I mean, that's 3 years. That's an enormous task, but they're doing it. They've already started. And the people that used to live there, you ain't going to live there anymore. They're going to make it so that you can't live there unless you live in a 100% smart house. And a smart house is the ultimate reverse Faraday cage. You know what I mean? You will be living in an electronic digital prison, and that's always been the plan. Smart cities are what we've been warning about since 2008. This is getting insane. And remember when I told you that Trump would be the last president? Well, here's a funny little joke.
Wrapping up their annual conference retreat in Florida, Speaker Mike Johnson says there's been positive reconciliation meetings. Watch.
We're right on schedule. This is part of it. The retreat is part of it. The blueprint is planned to be prepared by tomorrow, by the time we leave, for the budget resolution, and then we stick to the schedule. What you'll see is the resolution will be marked up in the budget committee in the first week of February when we get back. We'll get that done, send it to the Senate. In March, we begin the committee process, where it goes through the more detailed analysis and debate and discussion inside the room. And then by the time you get through March, then you're in April, and we're putting it to the floor for a vote for the reconciliation package.
Politico obtained early details of the Republicans' budget blueprint. It targets $125 billion in additional defense spending. Many of our guests told us that. They have introduced a resolution to amend the Constitution to allow President Trump to serve a third term as long as they did not serve two consecutive full terms. Tell us about that.
Well, you know, there's certain circumstances in history that are unique. So twice in American history have you had a president serve two non-consecutive terms. That would be Grover Cleveland and then, of course, President Donald Trump. And so my bill would amend the Constitution and, of course, has to go through the ratification process, but it would allow him to serve a third term.
I'm shocked I'm shocked by that news. But here's the deal. The New World Order, there's a lot of things that need to be done. And with Trump in office and with the grand delusion, the great delusion that has overcome so many people that believe they're Christians, that believe in God, somehow believe that Trump was spared by God. And he's for us. His first day in office, he showed exactly who he was for and what he was all about. AI, period. Like I said, if he was legit, his main concern, Richie, you're the president. What are you going to do? I'm going to stop flying illegal aliens from all over the world into the United States and then sticking them in all the major cities. And I'm going to completely put America to work rebuilding the electrical grid all over the United States, because our electrical grid has been nothing but a problem for at least two decades. It goes down. It goes down. Power outages. No power. The amount of money that Americans would make from Trump doing that and the amount of good it would do for America would be phenomenal, especially when all these cars need to be electric. We don't have the infrastructure to do that. When it's hot out, you can't run your air conditioner in California, but everyone's going to have an electric car? Well, they're not planning on everyone because, again, the Deagle Report. Remember that time? That's one thing. But let's go to the next thing. There's a military website that was out for the longest time. It still is out. It's called Deagle.com. And Deagle.com is a legit site. But thanks to the mainstream media in the last few years, once we started showing light on this years ago, they were like, yeah, that's not a real site, et cetera. Well, the sad thing is it's definitely a real website. And they, for what I'm about to show you, they claim they got hacked in 2014, and that's how this whole thing happened. But take a peek at this real quick.
Deagle Corporation is a military contractor having close ties to U.S. military intelligence, which collects data for high-level decision makers, including agencies like the National Security Agency. In 2014, Deagle released a confidential report forecasting massive population declines out to the year 2025, especially in Western countries, including the U.S. Countries like the U.K. and Germany would likewise see similar drastic decreases in population. The study mysteriously disappeared from Deagle's website in March 2021. Was the report conjecture, speculation, or just someone wanting some kind of reaction? But at the very least, the obtained 2014 report from Deagle should be examined. If the Deagle calculations turn out to be even close to correct, the most unsafe places to reside over the next 3 years will be the U.S. and the U.K., followed by Germany and then the rest of the EU nations.
So maybe you know about this or maybe you don't, but this has been around for a long time. And back in 2014, I covered this when it was showing that America's population would be cut by two-thirds. Two-thirds. Over 200 million people just disappearing. So when this started gaining traction back in 2014, when I first started talking about it, after a while, and right before the pandemic came out, they changed the website and claimed it got hacked. These guys work with Stratfor Global Intelligence and the United States military and militaries all over the world. That's what they do. But if you try to look it up now, you'll instantly get somebody like Hookers and Coke Snopes telling you that it's not true. It's not true. Look around. Open your eyes. Why are they catering to illegals? Not only allowing illegals in, but instantly, the minute they hit the ground, they put them on a bus and they send them to the largest city possible and then shower them with free rent. All the rules and laws that we have to abide by and that we pay for to protect don't apply to them. And God forbid, literally, if one of these peoples decide they want to just break into your house and you defend yourself, guess who's going to jail? It ain't going to be them. I'm amazed that that video is still up on Jailbreak Overlander on YouTube, but it is. It only got 100,000 views, and it's too bad because 2 out of 3 Americans gone by 2025. You think that would have been a good title, but people don't believe it. It's happening. It's happening all around us. They're going to create so much chaos. Trump gets into office.
Delilah.
Jesus, Marion. It's not easy recording at somebody else's house because they have tendencies to call you and walk in and out, but whatever. Apparently, there's a huge herd of elk across the street. at any rate. Take this stuff seriously. Pray on it. You know what I mean? But I don't know. We have airplanes, literally, the best airplanes we make, just falling out of the sky left, right, and center. The story changes. We got no response from the crew. 5 hours later, oh, yeah, the crew was cool with us. The transponder turns on directly over a house that's completely blurred out on Google Earth. That's just coincidence. No big deal. Nothing to see here, folks. Another plane comes down and looks literally like a missile hitting Philadelphia. That's all it looked like. It didn't look like an airplane crash at all. That thing came down like a missile. And according to people that fly Learjets, getting it to go that fast, getting it to do that, even if you were doing it on purpose, is next to impossible. And yet, there it is. It's always impossible, but it always seems to happen. And then the next day, they'll turn the page. They're going to keep doing this. Right when you start focusing on, I can't believe a Black Hawk hits it, boom, something else happens. I can't believe that just happened. A little girl from Mexico in the Shriners in 666, boom, something else happens. That's how they're going to do it. If you recall, back when COVID came out, I said, when these guys go for the New World Order, they're going to hit us with everything all at one time. Weather specifically, and then everything else. We didn't even see AI playing this big of a role, but here it is. Here it is. All Trump cared about when he got into office was not telling you what the drones were. Those are just enthusiasts. No, they're not. No, they're not. I fly drones. You see this. I fly drones. And I fly drones near military bases way too often. And guess what happens? They get taken down before they get anywhere close to it. It's built into the sauce, okay? It's not enthusiasts. They were going to do Operation Blue Beam, but they were watching, and too many of us knew what it was. So they'll wait. They'll wait for now. Remember poor old Stephen Greer? Well, they used him like the asset that he is. You know what I mean? They used him. He was telling everybody before president becomes president, they're going to disclose. Well, they had to put him on the back burner because they're not ready yet. So instead, we've got planes falling from the sky and AI doing whatever it wants. If you don't understand that this is AI, I don't know what to tell you. At any rate, one more thing. One more thing I wanted to show you that they're prepping everybody for. 2 hours ago, massive 1-mile-long volcano off the West Coast could blow. 14 hours ago, huge undersea West Coast volcano. 3 days ago, mile-long underwater volcano. 2 days ago, sleeping volcanoes. Oregon, subsea volcano. Can science predict when it will erupt? That was 29 days ago. Well, they're just straight up telling you right now that this is what's going to happen. They're going to set this thing off. And what really bums me out is HAARP up in Alaska as of January 2025, is back online. The only thing HAARP is good for is to create earthquakes. And HAARP is right down the street from Oregon. HAARP uses the firmament and could create earthquakes. Everybody thinks HAARP controls the weather. HAARP doesn't control the weather. I've showed you this a million times. HAARP existed before these things did. All those NEXRADs, all those Dopplers, that's what controls the weather. As you can see right now, live, lasers are pointing in all different directions. Look at California down here. All the directions, all these bad boys are lighting up. And when these are lit up, see how they're not lit up here? They're lit up down here. The storm goes up and over them. That's how they move them, stall them, and intensify them. The lasers intensify and point them in the direction. So HAARP being up and running right now worries me because I know a lot of really good people that live in that area that are going to be affected by this, whether they use HAARP and weapons or who knows, who knows. But here's the thing. Don't believe everything you see on TikTok, okay? TikTok's a weird place. And TikTok is loaded, and so isn't YouTube now. Loaded with AI-driven channels that are just pushing out nonstop conspiratorial slop. It's not even real. Not even real at all. For instance, look at this. The man who scammed the TV show Atlantis. This channel is total AI. And not too long ago, it put out a video saying that the Rocky Mountains just got evacuated after this terrifying find. This is 100% AI. And that headline, that title is 100% a lie. So be cautious. It's bad enough people are fanboying over people they've never even seen or even heard speak. It's bad enough there's truth channels out there that won't show their face. How are you supposed to believe someone that doesn't even show their face? If you believe in what you're talking about, you got to take the risk to come along with it. And it is what it is. By the way, I found another tracker on my truck, but I found this one. At any rate, Richie from Boston, be ready. Be ready. Physically, mentally, and spiritually, most of all. Right now, the sun has just set. I just finished my fast for today, and now I can eat. But holy cow, I'm at a place where these people don't stop cooking ever. It makes it hard to fast, but I did it. At any rate, Richie from Boston, I'm out.